Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 4. Tonight it's all about you kids, so you all have to listen carefully. Listen carefully, this is all about obeying mom and dad. So far in Ephesians chapter 5, especially in verse number 21, we saw an important truth, and it said that we were to, one of the evidences of being spirit-filled is submission. Submission. Now, submission is arranging yourself under somebody else. It's allowing somebody else to be your leader. It's allowing somebody else to tell you what to do. All right? Now, we saw that it is evidence, first of all, in a wife, when the wife submits to her husband. It's evidence, secondly, in a husband when he submits to God and loves his wife as God loves us and is her leader. Now, tonight we're going to see how that it is also evidenced in how a child obeys his parents. Alright? So, if you know the Lord is your Savior, you young people, if you know the Lord is your Savior, God wants the Holy Spirit to be in control of your life. And if He's in control of your life, He will help you to do what is hard. You know, all these things that, there's four different categories that God is talking to about, and we've already looked at, well, this will be the third one. Remember, we talked to the wives, we talked to the husband, we talked to the children, and then the next one's about the servants. And God has chosen probably, I think without any question, the hardest thing for each one of those groups to do. It is the most difficult for a wife to submit to her husband. That is difficult because it goes against her nature. It is a difficult thing to submit to somebody else and let them lead you. For a husband, it is difficult to love your wife and love her like Christ. Because it is a sacrificial thing, giving of yourself, taking of your time to meet her needs, and providing for her, and helping her, and encouraging her, and being a blessing to her. That is difficult. And children, God says the hardest thing for you to do is obey mom and dad and honor them. That's a hard thing for children to do. And God's saying, this is important for us to see. And next week when we see with servants, He's telling the servants the hard thing for them to do is to honor their boss and to do what's right. So we'll talk about that next week. But these four things are very difficult. And God knows that it is a struggle for children to submit to their parents and to honor and obey their parents. And so tonight as we look at this, I want us to look at that subject. First of all, we will see that if the Spirit of God is leading in your life, you young people, if you know Jesus is your Savior, God wants to be in control of your life. And if you let Him, if you read the Bible, spend time with God, pray, and keep the sin out of your life, and let the Lord lead your life, He will help you to obey. He'll help you to obey. Now you stop and think about that. All of us, adults included, we can think back in times when we're walking with God, it is much easier to submit to that one that's over us than it is when we're not. Isn't that true? I mean, it's true for husbands. When I'm walking with God, it's a whole lot easier to love my wife in the right way and not get cross with her and not get upset with her. And for a woman, it's much easier for them to obey or to submit to their husband and let him lead when they're walking close to God. And children, the same thing is true for you. If you're walking close to God, it'll be much easier for you to obey and honor your mom and dad. It really will be. And so, as we look at this tonight, keep that in mind. A child that knows the Lord and is letting the Holy Spirit lead in his life will help, the Holy Spirit will help them obey their parents. Verse number 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now he starts out addressing children. Who are children? Well, children are the offspring of parents. Alright, they're, in some cases, it would be guardians that were over them. You know, sometimes there may be even adopted parents. The parents didn't have any children of their own. They adopted children. And adopted children are still their legal children. It may be guardian situations. Sometimes, for one reason or another, maybe mom and dad die, or maybe there's problems in the family and the children go live with grandma and grandpa, or whatever the situation may be. They're their guardians over them. They're their parents, and so to speak. And so the children speaks of the offspring or those under another authority. Now, word obey. What does obey mean? Right, obey literally means to listen. It means to hearken, to listen. Now, there's a difference between hearing and listening. What is the difference between hearing and listening? Anybody know? Neil.
Hearing is just like knowing that you're saying something. Listening is actually listening to what you're saying.
Okay. You know, a lot of times we hear things, but we don't listen. You know, my wife tells me things, and I hear, But a lot of times they don't listen. She says, how come you didn't help me with what I asked about? Oh, did you say something about that? Oh, yeah, I remember you saying something. What was that? I didn't listen. I heard, but I didn't listen. Right? And so it is with children. Many times you hear, but you don't listen. So obeying is hearing and listening. And it also has to do with it is to respond in submission. To respond in submission. That means we submit to the leader. We let somebody else be our leader. All right now, when we're talking to about obedience, that means we let mom and dad lead us. We let mom and dad lead us without fighting them, without bucking it, without saying, no, I don't want to, without throwing a fit and having a hard time. We let them lead. That is obedience, is letting them lead. Now, we're going to look at a whole bunch of verses here throughout the Bible that talk about obedience and disobedience in various aspects to try to get an understanding of what God says about obedience. God places obedience before worship. Open your Bible back up to 1 Samuel chapter 15. Turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, and we're going to be looking at verse number 22. 1 Samuel 15, and look at verse number 22. 1 Samuel 15, and verse number 22. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Now, in the Old Testament, is it true or not that God commanded the children of Israel to sacrifice lambs on an altar and put their fat on the altar to burn to Him in obedience and worship to God? Is that true? Yes, it's true. God told them to do that. But God said, it is more important to obey than to bring an offering and a sacrifice to God. It is more important to obey than to try to worship God without obedience. In other words, if we're going to obey our mom and dad, obedience to mom and dad is more important than anything else that you can do toward God, because God wants you to obey. You can come to God and say, oh God, I love you. I want to sing a bunch of songs to you this morning. I'm really happy with you, but you disobey mom and dad. God says, I don't want to hear your songs. I don't want to hear your prayer. I don't want to hear that. I want you to obey. He says, obey is more important than worship. All right? Because if we don't obey, we can't worship. That's the bottom line. Okay? That's why we read in Psalm 66:18, if I have regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So if there's sin in my heart, if I have disobeyed mom and dad, and there's sin in my heart, I cannot come to God and pray and worship because I got sin in my heart. God says, get the sin right, then you can come to me and we can fellowship. So God's saying here, obedience is more important. It has to come first. All right? We see another passage over in Proverbs chapter 3. Let's turn over there. Proverbs chapter 3. Here in Proverbs chapter 3, we see that God is talking to us through Solomon. And he says in verse number 1, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, he said, let your heart keep my commandments. What is God trying to tell us here? He says we need to obey from the heart. You know, there's a big difference between doing what you're told and doing it from your heart. You know, sometimes children do what they're told because they're afraid of the consequences, but they're not doing it from their heart. God wants us to do it from the heart because I love God and I love my mom and dad and I appreciate what they're doing for me and I'm going to obey them because I want to obey them because I love them and I want to do what's right. Or you can just say, I'll obey, but I don't want to. I'll do it because I got to, but I don't want to. God's not pleased with that. He said that He wants you to obey from the heart. Also, Proverbs chapter 23. Chapter 23, Proverbs chapter 23, and look at verse number 26. Verse 23, verse 26. 23, 26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. God says, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Why does God say that? Here's a father talking to his son, and he says, son, give me your heart. Now, we talked about on Wednesday nights a few weeks back about getting your child's heart. God wants you children to give your hearts to your parents. That means to let them in on your life. Don't hide your little life. You know, a lot of times young people, they build their little build a little wall around their life and saying, Mom and Dad's not getting in here. I'm not going to tell them my secrets. I'm not going to talk to them about my needs. I'm not going to talk to them about my burdens. I'm just going to have my wall. I'll talk to my friends, but not Mom and Dad. But God says, give me your heart. And so we are to open our hearts up to our parents and let them communicate with us. Talk to your mom and dad and fellowship with them. So God, again, talking about the heart. So obedience comes from the heart. Now, Proverbs again, flip back to chapter 6. Let's look at verse 20. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 20. This section here is a song that we sing on Wednesday nights and often. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Now, what is he telling us here? He's saying if you obey mom and dad, it will help you in many different ways. Notice what he says. It will lead you. It will keep you. It will talk with you. It'll be a lamp to you. It'll be a light to you. It'll show you the way to go. If you want to have a happy life, you need to obey your parents so that they can guide you and lead you and instruct you and help you, because they are wiser than you and they will help you in many ways. That's why this verse says, my son, keep your father's commandment, forsake not the law of your mother. We need to bind them upon our heart. Know what mom and dad say and teach us and obey them from the heart. Now we find also that Jesus obeyed his parents. Flip over now to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse number 51. Luke chapter 2 and verse 51. Luke chapter 2 and verse 51. And he went down with them, this is Jesus, after he'd been in the temple and they couldn't find him, and then they finally found him. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus was subject unto his parents. Now that was a unique situation because Jesus was God, but yet he took on human flesh. And even in his human flesh, he was subject to his parents. He obeyed his parents. He followed their instructions and let them lead in his life. So if Jesus saw it was important, I think it's pretty important for us as well. Now let's turn to another verse over in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. As I said, we're looking at a lot of verses tonight here, but I want you to see the subject well. Colossians chapter 3, this is a verse that is a parallel to the verse we looked at here to begin with. Colossians chapter 3, and look at verse number 20. Colossians 3 and verse number 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. When you obey your parents, it pleases God. All right, young people, let me ask you this. Why should you obey your parents? Well, you should obey your parents because God tells you to. You should also obey your parents because it pleases God. Pleases God. Now, we ought to want to please God. We ought to want to please Him. And God says, if you obey your parents, that pleases me, and I'm happy with what you're doing. God is pleased when we obey our parents. Now let's look at a little bit of the other side of it, the disobedient side. Flip back to Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. This is a very interesting verse. Sometimes, you know, God puts things in the Bible that just kind of make you smile sometimes to see the way that He words things. But He does it for a purpose and to catch our attention. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 17 is one of those verses. Proverbs 30, verse number 17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it. Now that's kind of a gory story. But the idea here is of an eagle or a raven, these scavenger birds that would pick the eyes out of victims that they would get. You know, if they capture an animal, they would pick out their eyes, and even in fights a lot of times they try to pick out the eyes of the animal that they're fighting with so that they can't see them and then they can defeat them. And God says here, if we as children mock our father, make fun of him, or dad tells you just do something and you just make some smart aleck remark or just kind of, you know, a wisecrack, mocking our father or despising to obey our mother, it's like, oh, I can't stand him. got to do it again. Despising my mother. You know, just doing it, but yet not liking it. God says, if we do that, He says, the ravens of the valley will pick, pick our eyes out, and the young eagles shall eat them. Now, does that mean that if you disobey mom and dad, you better look out, the eagles are coming? No, I don't think it means that. But He's telling us something very important. He's saying it is very dangerous to disobey mom and dad. It's dangerous to do that. Because God will not overlook it. God wants us to obey. Obey. Now, one of the things that's important for us to remember with obedience, and parents, you need to remember this and enforce it, but partial obedience is disobedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. And obedience that is not immediate obedience is disobedience. If a parent says, child, do this, and they take their time, and 5 minutes later they get around to doing it, and in the meantime they go, you know, keep on playing, and they disobey, that is disobedience. God wants obedience to be immediate. Parents should not have to tell their children 3 or 4 times and count to 3 in order for the children to obey. When you tell them something, they need to obey. And if they don't obey, that's disobedience. And they need to understand that God is displeased with that. So children, when we think about obedience, obedience isn't doing what mom and dad said when I get around to it. Obedience is doing it right now. Because they ask you to do it, you stop what you're doing, and you do what they've asked you to do. Because mom and dad's in charge. And we need to be submissive to them. Now, God lists disobedience with the vile sins of our wicked society. Take a look at this verse over in Romans chapter 1 and verse 30. Romans chapter 1, if you remember about this chapter, this is a chapter that describes how the human race has turned their back on God. And it goes through some wicked, rotten things that people do. And we see that so much in our society today. And we get down to verse number 30. And he's talking about all these bad things. And verse 30 says, backbiters and haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Right in the middle of all these really bad, rotten sins. What's God telling us? He's saying disobeying our parents is among all the rotten, bad things that happen in our society. Disobedience is very bad in God's sight. God says we should not be part of that. We see another example of the same thing over in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Look at this one with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is all about future events. It's talking about what's going to happen in the future. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we see in verse number 1, it says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. These are troublesome times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. From such turn away. God said disobedience is one of the marks of the last days of our world. Before God's judgment comes, God says people, children are going to disobey their parents. They're not going to respect their parents. They're not going to honor their parents. And God said that is a sign that the end is coming. And so young people, it is very important for us to understand God's thoughts on obedience. Now, a spirit-filled child will obey the Lord. If you disobey your parents, they'll obey in the Lord. If you disobey your parents and try to say that you're walking with God and you're close to God, you're deceiving yourselves. You're deceiving yourself. That's exactly what we read in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 6. He said, 1 John 1, 6, if we say that we are in fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, let me ask you young people, you help me out with this. Is disobedience walking in darkness or walking in light? What is it? It's walking in darkness. Disobedience is walking in darkness. So God says, if we say we have fellowship with God, but we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So anytime you disobey your mom and dad, you are not walking with God. That means you need to get right with God, and you need to get right with mom and dad because you're sinned. That is a sin. And so, we need to be very careful that we understand this. Now, he says here in the end of our verse, back in Ephesians chapter 6, Let's go back there for a moment. Ephesians chapter 6. And he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. In the Lord. The phrase in the Lord talks about the motivation. The motivation behind the commandment. We ought to do it because we fear the Lord. Because we honor the Lord. Because we respect the Lord. I like what a commentary Hodge said. And he said, it should be religious, arising out of conviction that such obedience is the will of the Lord. He said, there ought to be a conviction in our heart that obeying my mom and dad is the will of God. And so, he says, we will obey in the Lord. It also may have to do with the limits of obedience. That's a possible other way of looking at it, the limits of obedience. In other words, what I'm saying is, we need to obey in what God says is right. All right. For example, what did Peter and John say in Acts chapter 5, verse 29? They said, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to obey God rather than man. So, if you have an unsaved dad or an ungodly dad, and he says, son, I want you to go steal some apples off the neighbor's tree. We need to make an apple pie, and we're short on some apples, so go steal some apples off the neighbor's tree. Should you obey that? Well, we need to obey God first. God says stealing's wrong. Now, it's a tough one. And you might get in trouble for it. If you had an unsaved dad and he says, do what I said, go steal those apples. Dad, I can't do that. That doesn't please God. That's not what God wants. God says stealing's wrong. And you may get in trouble for it, but he said we're to obey him in the Lord. So that's possibly how this is, when it talks about in the Lord, is referring to as well. Now, spirit-filled children will obey because it is right. They'll obey because it's right. The end of the verse says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, I'm going to give you four reasons why it is right. Four reasons. The first one's the easiest. Because God said so. Because God commanded it. All right? Four reasons that it's right. It's right because God commanded it. Number two, it is right because you owe a debt of gratitude to your parents. You owe a debt of gratitude. What is gratitude? That means gratefulness. Your parents have given you life. Your parents have fed you. They changed your nappies. They gave you a good home to live in. They've provided you a bed for you. They feed you all the time. They take care of you. You owe them gratitude, thankfulness. For no other reason, you ought to obey them for that reason. You ought to obey because God said so. You ought to obey them because you have a debt of gratitude to your parents. And then number three, it is right to obey because it is for the good of the children themselves. It is for your good. If you obey, that's for your good. It'll benefit you if you learn to obey. It's sad. Parents sometimes think that, I just don't want to discipline my children because, it seems so unkind and I don't want to do that. What they're really doing is they're hurting their child. They're hurting their child. Why is that? Because a child that thinks he doesn't have to obey, he gets out in the real world and, the sign on the road says 90. And he's going 110. Policeman pulls him over. What do you want? Well, you're going too fast. Leave me alone. I can go fast if I want to go fast. What's going to happen? He's going to get big trouble. He's going to get a fine, smarting off of the policeman. And he goes to work. He gets to work and the boss says, I want you to do this. I'm not going to do that. That's a lousy job. Give it to somebody else. Give me a decent job. I'm not going to do that. What's going to happen? Boss will say, see you later. I got another worker. There's lots of people in line. We don't need you anymore. You're late. You're gone. You lose your job. Why? So all through life, if you don't learn to obey, you're going to have a hard time in life. You're going to have a hard time in life. So it is to your advantage to learn to obey the first time you're told while you're young. It'll be a great advantage all through life. The fourth reason is that it is right because the good order of a family depends on it. The order of a family. God wants mom and dad to be in charge. Dad's the leader. Mom's his helper. They're in charge of the family. And if the children don't obey, what happens is in many homes around our society, right here today, many homes in our community, the children control the home. They get what they want. They scream and holler if they don't get what they want. Mom sets out breakfast, does all this special work for breakfast. I'm not eating that. I don't want that junk. I won't eat that, Mom. I want something else. And so Mom troops off to the store and gets them something else, brings it home. Okay. Oh, that wasn't the kind I wanted. I want another kind. And I'm not eating that. And so what's happening? The children are controlling the home. They're controlling the home. And mom and dad run off and do what they want, you know, obey the kids, because if they don't, they'll scream and holler and throw fit and they'll have a terrible home. That's not the way God wants it. The way God wants it is to follow God's model. We're to imitate God. God is a God of order. God is in charge. We follow His instructions. He is placed under Him, the husband. He is placed under the husband, the wife. And He's placed the children under both the mom and dad. And so we need to follow that order. It is good for our family. It is good for the family government to be able to do that. And it's good for us in every way. It'll be a help and a blessing to us if we'll do that. So a Spirit-filled child will obey because it's right. It's right. It's right because God commands it. It's right because you owe them gratitude. It's right because it is good for you. It's right because it'll give you good family order. All right. Now, he goes on in verse number 2. Verse 2 says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." Now, the word honor literally means to fix a value, or to give honor, or to revere. The idea is to treat one with respect. To treat one with respect. So God says, children, you're to obey, but you're also to treat mom and dad with respect. That means obedience. You know, mom says, you know, go clean up your room. All right. I'm going to clean my room. Alright? Now, he might have obeyed, but he showed no respect. No respect. So God says we're to obey and respect mom and dad. Both. It takes both. Alright? So if we just obey without respect, it's disrespect, and that displeases God. Now, these verses here, Ephesians 6:1-3, they come from a passage in the Old Testament. Anybody remember what that passage is?
Exodus 20.
What's in Exodus 20?
The
Ten Commandments. Where else do you find the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament? There's two places. Exodus 20, where's the other one?
Deuteronomy
chapter? 26. 5. Chapter 5. All right, so Deuteronomy 5 and Exodus 20. God places the Ten Commandments there. In the Ten Commandments, God said you were to honor our father and our mother. And He says it's the first commandment with promise. In that commandment, in the Ten Commandments, God promises that they will have a longer life if you honor your mom and dad. Now, that's not my words. That's not my promise. God tells us you will live longer than you would otherwise if you will learn to honor mom and dad. If you honor them, give them the honor. God says, I'll let you live out your full life. You know, as you look at life, God, I think He must have up in heaven. He looks down on us and says, all right, I've got, you know, maybe He looks at my life and said, all right, I'm going to give Him 65 years. All right, that's my plan. I'm going to give Him 65 years. And if I live according to what God wants, I can live out my 65 years. Otherwise, God said, yeah, He's messing around. He's not doing what I'm asking. He's not obeying His parents. I'm going to shorten them down. We'll give Him 60. All right? But God's plan was 65. Now, that's just kind of a simplified picture of it. But God promises He will lengthen your days. It doesn't mean if you honor mom and dad, you'll live to, you know, 999. That's not what it means. You'll live out your full life. But you will have a shortened life if you don't. You know, I can think of a lot of people, because they didn't honor mom and dad, that lost their life as a young person. They don't honor mom and dad. They go off and they become wild. Maybe they get involved with the wrong group. They get involved in drugs, or they get involved in drinking. They get in driving a car and crash, and they die when they're teenagers. You know, stuff like that. It's tragic. Happens all the time. Even in my high school class, one of the guys in my class, just a week or two before high school graduation, he driving his car too wild, turns the corner, rolls it over, died. Just a few days before graduation. You know. And he was one of those kind that, you know, he was involved in a lot of bad things. And, you know, God's not lying to us. God's saying, if you want to live your life out, honor your mom and dad. Honor your mom and dad. Now, honoring them is showing them respect and treating them in a respectful way. Now, here are some ways that children typically dishonor their mom and dad. Dishonor. First of all, disobeying. If you disobey mom and dad, you are dishonoring mom and dad. Mom or dad said to you, go clean your room. and you don't do it, you dishonored mom or dad because they told you to do it and you didn't do it. That dishonors them. Whatever the situation may be, disobedience dishonors. Also, arguing with them dishonors mom and dad. They say, you know, I want you to be home at 4 o'clock. You can go to your friend's house, but be home at 4 o'clock. Oh, come on. I don't want to be home at 4 o'clock. Let me stay until 4:30. You know, what's wrong with, you know, everybody else does. Oh, come on. We don't even eat until a little later. Can I stay? Arguing with mom and dad is dishonoring them. It's dishonoring. Don't argue with mom and dad. God placed them over you. They're your leader. If you learn to argue with mom and dad, what's going to happen is someday the boss is going to say, all right, go take this trash and put it on the, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. Come on, boss, give me something better to do. And he argue with boss, the boss is going to get tired of that and he's going to say, see you later. We'll find somebody else that'll do the job. All right? It happens all through life. See, God says, honor your mom and dad. One of the ways you dishonor them is to disobey you, arguing with them. A third way is pouting when they say no. You know, you say, can I have ice cream? No. I'm going to get ice cream. I'm starving. I'm going to die. I'm going to have ice cream. You know, if that's the way you respond, that is dishonoring mom and dad and it displeases God. And you see it all the time. I see it all the time. You go to the store, kids are always pouting, throwing a fit. You know, some of them really get carried away and lay on the ground, kick and scream and holler. And mom says, oh, be quiet, kid. What do you want? Or I'll give it to you. Quit. Just be quiet. You know, they give what they want. So the next time they know, if I holler and scream and kick and fight, then I'll get what I want. But God says that is dishonoring to mom and dad. So young people, if you pout when mom and dad says something, you have dishonored them. You've disobeyed God. You've disobeyed God. All right? Another one. I've got four of them here. The fourth one is saying bad things about them. You know, when you're around your friends and something comes up and they talk about mom and dad, if you say, well, my mom and dad are always mean to me. They won't let me do this. They won't let me do that. And you say bad things about mom and dad, God said, that is dishonoring them. That's dishonoring them. And that is wrong. And you need to be very careful what you say. Now, let's look at the positive side. What are some ways that you can honor your mom and dad? Well, first of all, is cheerfully obeying them. Cheerfully obeying them the first time you're told. Cheerfully obeying. Not with a grump. Not with a mad face, not stomping off to your room and doing what you're told, but cheerfully obeying them the first time you're told. That pleases God. That honors mom and dad. Second is talking to them with respect. Now, this is something we don't see a lot today. But, you know, I think it's important for us to understand respect. We need to talk to our parents with respect. And I think it's good, and maybe it's not always insisted upon, but I think it's good when children learn to say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, to their parents. And the reason I say that, it is because it shows them respect. It shows them respect. Now, sometimes people say, oh, that's old-fashioned, we don't need to do that. Well, you need to think of some way of showing them respect. But just talking wrongly to them, and you should never call your mom and dad by their first name. That's one of the reasons why you children, I don't think it's good at all for you to call me by my first name. You call me Pastor. Or you want to call me Pastor Scott, that'd be all right, but not Scott. Because that's disrespectful. And when you talk to any adult, whether you're talking to your school teacher, you don't call your school teacher by the first name. You call them Mr. or Mrs., whoever they are. You don't call them by the first name. That's disrespectful. We need to show respect. And when we talk to our parents with respect, it honors them. Another one is saying good things about them. See, instead of saying bad things about your parents, say good things about them. And you're talking to your friends, say good things, nice things about mom and dad. That will show them respect. Another one is thanking God for them. When's the last time when you were praying, you actually thanked God for mom or dad? Probably been a while. We need to do that. Thank God for your mom and dad. Your mom and dad have done a lot for you. And you show them respect, even if it's not to their face. You show them respect when you pray for them. And if you're praying in your family Bible time together, you could pray and thank God for your parents in your family Bible time in front of your mom and dad. That'd be perfectly good too, to show them respect. And that honors them. Then also, here's a big one and a hard one, is helping them without being asked. Helping them without being asked. Instead of them saying, come on, go clean your rooms. Your room's a mess. Go clean. You go clean your room all by yourself without even being told. Or whatever the situation may be, helping mom set the table, or picking up, you know, some the junk in the house that are spread around or your toys or whatever the situation may be. But helping without being asked, that's a way of honoring them because you're showing them honor and respect even without them coming down on you saying, come on, do it, do it, do it. You know, and so that'll be a big blessing to them. And then also, do your duties without being reminded. That's kind of the same thing. And then another one is it would be a big blessing to mom and dad is if you just went up to them and gave them a big hug and said, Mom or Dad, I love you. And some of you perhaps have never done that, or it's been a long time. But that shows them a great deal of respect. When you go up to them and honor them, you honor them by giving them a hug and saying, I love you. I love you. Now, if you really love them, you're going to obey them. Isn't that what Jesus said about himself? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the same thing's true about your parents. If you really love your parents, you're going to obey them. Because if you don't obey them and try to tell them you love them, they're going to say, oh, it didn't look like you love me. I've been telling you to do stuff all day and you haven't done it. And now you're telling me you love me and something's not adding up here. All right, so we need to do what's right if we're going to show them our love. Now, Spirit-filled young people show honor to their parents even when their parents fail. Now, young people, your mom and dad are going to fail you sometimes. There's going to be times when mom or dad does something they shouldn't do. They're going to get cross sometime or say something in an angry way or treat you in a bit of a, perhaps a little bit of a mean way or in some way not do what they should. Now, when that happens, does that mean you can say, oh, mom and dad treated me wrong, so I don't have to obey them anymore. I'm going to just do what I want. No, because they were mean to me. No, it doesn't matter. You know, a lot of children that may be Christians that live in homes where their mom and dad aren't even saved. What are they supposed to do? Maybe dad treats them bad all the time. Does that mean I don't have to obey dad because he's mean to me? No, that's not what it means. You've got to obey no matter what. That's not the issue. And see what God says here in verse number 4. He says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now God turns and he talks to the dads for a moment. But why does he do that in the middle of talking to the children? I think the reason is he's showing us that a picture here that even if dad blows it, even if dad provokes you, you still have to honor and obey mom and dad. It's no excuse because you are accountable to God. There's a great big word that they use in politics. It's called unilateral. Unilateral means uni means one. And it means, like if they're having a unilateral disarmament, that means the one country says, all right, we're going to get rid of all of our weapons of war. We're not going to fight anymore, even though nobody else is making us. Unilateral means we're doing it by ourselves. And you know, the same is true with us. We have a unilateral responsibility to obey. That means you need to obey whether mom and dad do their part or not. And I need to obey those over me whether they do their part or not. Each of us have a responsibility of our own because God says we're going to all stand before God and give an account to God. So, if dad messes up and doesn't do what he's supposed to do, you still have to obey. Now, God puts this word in here to fathers to help them. Because God knows that fathers often do things that they should not do that provoke their children. And I think every dad looks back on the years of raising their children and say, yeah, I know, I've messed up a few times. And I know I've messed up a few times. I had to go to my boys and tell them I'm sorry for things I've messed up with. Times I've made them provoked because I didn't do things right. But you know, we're not talking about just making them unhappy because they wanted an ice cream and I didn't give it to them. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when I do things wrong and it makes them upset because I messed up. All right? And you know, there's several things. I'm going to throw a list here. We talked about it on Wednesday night, but for those of you who weren't here on Wednesday night, a list of things that provoke children. Disciplining in anger, being too busy for them, criticizing them unjustly, setting too high of expectations for them, comparing them to others, speaking harshly to them, unkind teasing, laughing at them, embarrassing them, calling them names, and all those kind of things. They provoke children. They make them upset. Now, if dad does that, and dad messes up, you still have to honor and respect dad. You still have to. Because God said, honor your mom and dad in the Lord, because this is right. But he didn't say, honor your mom and dad if they treat you right. He didn't say that. He didn't say, obey your parents if they're kind to you. He didn't say that. He said, obey your parents. Right, so we need to make sure we understand it. And God goes on for the husband, for the fathers here, and he says, instead of provoking them, what's he say to the in the end of the verse he's supposed to do? Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Those two big words are important for us to understand what they mean. And the word nurture is a word, if you looked it up in a Greek dictionary, the word that is translated nurture, it means the whole training and education of a child, including chastening him when he does wrong. That's what the word nurture means. The whole training and education, including chastening them when they do wrong. So he says, bring them up in the nurture of the devil. Is that what he said? No, he says the nurture of the Lord. In other words, do it like the Lord would want you to do it. Because God has asked us to do it. Do it in the way that it's God's kind of nurture and admonition. The word admonition means instruction, warning, a moral appeal that leads to change. It is a pleadingness. It is a warning. Don't do that. That will get you into trouble. Please don't do that. That will lead you the wrong direction. That is admonition. So there's nurture and admonition. Both of them are important. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you shouldn't do. And here's what's going to happen if you don't do it. And all that is part of a father's job. And God will hold fathers accountable for that. If as fathers we don't do our part in nurturing and admonition in our children, it will provoke them to anger. Because we're trying to get them to do right without nurturing them and admonishing them God's way. Doesn't work. And so we have to do it God's way, and we're going to be responsible for it. Now, I close with this. Children, even if mom and dad do wrong and they provoke you and they fail in some of these areas to train you biblically, God still commands you to obey and honor mom and dad. And I believe that's why he put verse 4 in here in this section to children, to help us understand that we still have a responsibility to mom and dad. Now, if your parents aren't doing what is right, it will definitely make it harder to obey. But that's why God said, if we are submissive, because the Spirit of God is in control of our life, he will help us do what we need to do, even though it's hard. He'll help us. And you children that are here tonight, you've got a great, big, huge advantage over a lot of children because you got parents that love you and that love God. That's a big step in the right direction. But there's a lot of children in our world today that have parents that don't love God, and they don't know how to rear their children, and they are mean, and they are unkind, and they hurt their children, and they are say bad things about them, and they provoke them all the time, and it's hard for those children to obey. But you've got a big advantage. But it's still not easy. And so you need to ask God to help you with this area. Now, as we conclude this here tonight, if there's been in your life, if you've been disobeying your parents and dishonoring your parents, what are you supposed to do about it? Well, I think we all know what we need to do. The first thing you need to do is you need to talk to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because it's sin. And then you need to go and do the hardest thing and go to mom and dad and say, I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me? Now that is hard. But it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. You need to go to your mom and dad and tell them you are sorry and ask their forgiveness. And then talk to God. Talk to him about all the ways that you've been struggling to obey your mom and dad and honor them. And ask God to help you to do what's right. And if the Lord is leading in your life and you are letting him be the leader of your life, he will help you. He'll help you. It's not easy. Remember, God chose 4 ways that are hardest for us. It's hardest for the wife to submit to her husband. It's hardest for the husband to love his wife like God loves us. It is hard for children to obey their parents. And it is hard for servants to do right at work. God chose those 4 areas to show us that submission is possible if we yield to the Holy Spirit of God. So we've got a job to do. Children, a lot of this has been down your alley tonight. And I hope you've listened. You need to obey your mom and dad. Because God says it's what's right. You'll be glad you did, It'll help you. It'll be a blessing to you years to come. You need to obey. And if you haven't been, you need to get it right with God and get it right with mom and dad.